This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Ireland's Positive Sound at Spirit Radio. And, you know, hard to believe it, but it's primary schools are already a week or so into the summer holidays. And hopefully you've had some fun days out planned. But those stay-at-home days, and to keep everything running smoothly, there are plenty of things that children of all ages can help with. So I'm delighted to have Michelle Dabbitt from MyKidsTime.com. I got it right. Online to tell us more and give us some guidelines. Michelle, you're so welcome to the show. And we know it is so good to encourage children to help around the house. It's good for them in later life too. But sometimes it takes that little bit of effort, doesn't it, on our parts to persist. What tips do you have for that? What tips do you have for moms and dads to persevere it?
Well, I suppose it's divided opinion. Some parents think the kids should do chores because everybody lives in the house and we should all take a part, keeping it clean, tidy and neat. And then other parents use either pocket money or maybe do a reward chart to help the kids to help out with chores. But I mean, even the youngest child should be encouraged to really help out around the house, cleaning their, you know, they're putting their toys and their books away when they're finished with them. And I suppose as kids then get older, their involvement in it can become more regular.
Yeah.
They should have kind of daily tasks that are age appropriate.
Yeah, but like in our house, like, we have a wide range. Like, we have a 7-year-old, we have a 15, a 17, we even have a 21-year-old who's still in college. So,
okay.
So we have a wide range. So I want to know, break it down for me. It's like the 4 to 8-year-olds, what are they able to do?
Okay, so 4 to 8-year-olds, they're still quite young, but they're putting their toys away tidily after they finish playing with them. It's a real bugbear, isn't it? You come in, it's young of a playroom, the sitting room is scatterguns, like,
you know,
family's toy store, and everything everywhere. So putting their toys or books away, making their bed properly. So, you know, not just hopping out of bed and leaving everything pulled back, but just, you know, making up their bed. They can help in the garden. So, you know, just sweeping up leaves in the garden, or if you were planting flowers, it's a really fun exercise to do. So you could, you know, get them to help with that. A bit of weeding, even watering the plants, or, you know, sweeping up around the house, putting their washing away. So, you know, bringing it to the laundry basket, putting it in, maybe bringing the laundry basket down, or when it's all washed and dried, actually putting it away in their cupboard properly or their wardrobe properly. They can help with setting the table, clearing the table. A bit of supervised cooking. I mean, as they grow. And that's a real skill as well, isn't it? When they get older,
is.
To have them. Yeah.
You know, and I'm just thinking, I'm going to have to go home and have a chat with my 7-year-old. She's not going to be happy that we talked today.
But she's going to go, who's this Michelle?
Who's this Michelle? Tell her to get lost, will you, Mom? Now, as they get a little bit older, I mean, because it is hard at that age, because you could do it faster yourself, but it is, I hear you, it is so important for them to learn to do these skills themselves, because it stands to them as they get older. And I know that because I've got older kids. As they get older, say primary age, when you've got like maybe 9 to 12-year-olds, what? It should step up a bit, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should. So, I mean, that's where the stuff like vacuum cleaning comes in. Cleaning bathrooms, I mean, getting in the shower and cleaning it down, putting bleach in toilets, cleaning out sinks. My girls, I have a 16-year-old and a 19-year-old, and they share a bathroom. And that's my big thing with them. They have to keep it clean, as long with keeping their keeping their bedroom clean and tidy is a really big one as well. Feeding and walking pets. You know, mom, can we get a dog? We'll look after it. So making sure that they do that, hanging out, washing, sorting out the laundry and putting it into the machine and putting the machine on, you know, teaching them how to fill and empty the dishwasher and how to put the detergent in and how to turn it on. Baking as well, you know, if they're into cooking, really encourage that. What I did during COVID was said to the girls, right, you get the recipe books or go online, get me some recipes, pick a couple of dinners a night that you'd like to do. you know, kids that age, up to kind of 12 years of old age, 9 to 12, can help with a bit of cooking and baking. You know, helping shopping, bringing them shopping with you, but getting them to go around the shop and take the stuff from the shelves and putting it into the trolley.
Yeah, I love kind of things. I love these ideas. I really, really love these ideas. And I've only got like a minute left, so I don't want to leave out the older kids, because once they go 13 and they get a little bit older, they really do get helpful. And it's so important for them to have these skills. What kind of things would you be asking older kids to do?
Like changing the bed sheets, you know, once a week, and getting them all in the laundry, getting the shopping, going themselves to get the shopping, cleaning windows, putting rubbish out, mowing the lawn, all those kind of things.
All those things. Yeah, it really does step up. And I know, like, we're sounding really mean asking our kids. Like, some people are going to be going, gosh, these two women, they're really mean. So after all of that, can you just tell us real quick how we can get on to My Kids Time to find out some fun activities that we can do with the kids after we have the house sparkling clean?
Yeah, I know. So we're just mykidstime.com, and on there you'll find loads of information on things to do with the kids, places to go. I heard you mention the Lego convention, Brick Fela. We actually have tickets for that to give away.
Oh, excellent.
We run competitions all the time and everything. So do come on and have a look at what we have. It's all about making life easier for parents. That's what my kids are about.
Michelle, this is why we love you. Making life easier for parents is what we need. Thanks so much for coming on today. It sounds great. Michelle had some great tips there. Really inspiring. I think I'm going to go home and my house is going to be really clean this week. My kids aren't going to be so happy, but hey, we'll all be happier, won't we? Because it's nice to have a clean house. Michelle Davitt, she's a co-founder from My Kids Time. It's mykidstime.com. Gone over there and have a look, and maybe enter some of their competitions as well.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.